Retired law enforcement officer, security expert, and award-winning storyteller Paul Merrick, along with his co-host Jesse Clay, former Navy SEAL and four-time heavyweight Kumite world champion, together we'll discuss the broad array of current events using their unique backgrounds to further dissect each story. The only question you have to ask yourself is, are you ready to roll? Hello, Hunchy.
Hello, Gaijin-san.
As you may have noticed, we've been drinking before we did the podcast. I don't want to say how much, but those...
Oh, we're still drinking.
Yeah, we're still drinking. It's not like we stopped. Cheers, 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 cheers. It's not like we stopped. Kanpai. But my wife made us drink, so...
She made you drink, huh?
She's getting blamed for this. We're not going to blame ourselves.
No. Well, we're drinking because we're doing an experimentation.
I didn't tell you. Watched a remake of Roadhouse last night.
The remake? Oh, is it out?
Yeah. It was actually okay. It's kind of funny, though, because they...
That's Conor McGregor, right?
Yeah. Since you're an expert here, how come he walks like that?
Because he doesn't have any balls.
I'm like, wow, seriously, you know, he walks a little different. I mean,
yeah, the whole arm waving thing. I know gorillas that walk like that too. Just go to the New York Zoo and you'll see him. That's man.
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Don't even get me started on that.
No, Jake Gyllenhaal, is that his name? Actor?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in the movie, he beat his butt, so it's like, okay, he stabbed him a bunch of times. I said, oh, okay, well,
he stabbed him.
Well, yeah, at the end of the fight, yeah, because
Gyllenhaal stabs him.
With his weapon, yeah. With McGregor's, yeah.
Connor's
weapon,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the best part of the movie, I mean, it was actually kind of, I know we're going to sound a little sick.
Is that
here
on Netflix?
Yeah, it just came out.
Should I get to watch that?
Yeah. What I liked, it was filmed down on the Keys.
Yeah, I love the Keys.
Oh, gosh, I'm looking at that going, that looks really nice. When, you know, like they're walking around barefoot or in sand, that's how... I mean, if I had my choice, I'd be like that all year long, right? Shorts, yeah, and sandals and just...
But I wouldn't be in the South, I'd be in Hawaii.
Yeah, but I mean...
Okay, the South of Hawaii, there you go.
The South of Hawaii. Actually, no, for there, we want to be... Yeah, I guess the South of Hawaii, you're right. Yeah. That's pretty good too, but... The nicest place, there's not as much there to do. That's the only problem. At least if you're there,
the Keys?
No, the Keys are good. But I'm saying Hawaii, like if you get the right spot, there's not a whole lot going on right there.
That's why I'm going there, because there's nothing going on. I'm going to my fucking vacation. I'm not going to. Here, let's go do this. Oh, I'm sorry. There's got to be a golf course.
That's the thing. There are a lot of golf courses down in Florida.
Yeah, go ahead. A lot of old people, though, too.
What the hell are we?
We're mature.
Seasoned.
Yeah, seasoned sounds better.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to believe I'm mature, so.
And you're the teacher,
happy
so where does that put me?
My granddaughter.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. I saw some pictures. You need to smile more.
Yeah, she's...
You got a good life.
Yeah. And my kids computer's that were there, acting they up. Showed up. They look good.
That's always good.
Yeah.
It's good to be a grandpa.
It's good to be a grandpa.
Yeah. That's all right.
And I run around. I bought her some books. She'd be happy.
Books? Does she know what that is?
Books. Oh yeah, I gotta tell you, my that son. Well, all my sons have, really, except for my oldest, because he doesn't have kids.
Uh-huh.
Have read to their kids because I read to them when they were children.
Oh, good.
And we had fun. It was a great time.
This is a lost art for a lot of yeah, young people.
A lot
people
of people fucking can't read, but yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, and
it was not on YouTube or Instagram, it doesn't exist.
No, not at all. That's very sad.
It's the way we're going. Not just in this culture. Every culture is having the same fucking problem.
Well, too much with the phones. You know what I'm finding? It's very interesting. So I was reading.
Can't blame phones. You know what you blame?
Huh?
Devices.
Devices. Yeah.
And devices are divisive.
Yeah. And devices are like vices.
Divisive vices.
Shalom. Anyway, I was reading a financial page the other day. I know that's weird, but And what we're finding is a lot of layoffs in tech, right?
Yeah.
Part of it is because when they shut everything down like they shouldn't have, and we now know from a congressional hearing that that was a bunch of baloney, right? The whole thing was a bunch of baloney.
It wasn't salami, but go ahead.
No, yeah. Well, so anyway, and they shut everything out. Tech really got a surge because that's all people had to communicate. But what they're finding now, and what you and I have said all along, is that people actually like to be looking face-to-face to each other if they can. So less tech, less FaceTime, less all this other stuff, and they don't need as many people. Plus, with automation, they don't need as many people either to do what they're doing, so a lot of layoffs, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? People thought, oh, I got a computer job, I'll be able to keep it. I'm in tech.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No. AI is taking over your AI job. AI is
taking over your job.
That's so, the whole...
Oh, here we go. What border does AI come from?
Yeah. What border? I'm going to give a countdown. 3, 2, 1. What border? Okay. If you don't know by now, don't change that dial.
Don't change
that dial. But yeah, so very interesting. But what it shows is eventually what happens is human nature takes over.
Yeah.
And people start, oh, yeah, it's healthier to be around other people.
Wow, what a fucking concept.
I know. Professor, excuse me.
Dr. Seuss?
Bhattachary, remember?
Bhattachary, that's what he said?
Yeah, Dr. Malone. Mm-hmm. We need this. And everybody said they were crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're crazy smart. Crazy smart. They were
crazy
right.
Like a fox.
Yeah, okay. Now they're coming back saying, oh, let's see, we told you. This is what we needed, and now we have it. And because that's what people are drawn to. Our immune systems would have been better off if we stuck around each other.
Yep.
Our social life, our psychological well-being would have been better off. They would do everything they can to control us.
Our kids wouldn't be as fucked up as they are.
Yeah, there's kids, teenagers, that they're for the rest of their life going to have to deal with what they did as governments and as large corporations to an entire world society.
Well, that's okay because they've forgiven their loans.
Yeah, well...
Don't want to get me started on that.
No, that's why we have whiskey.
No politics today.
Mm-mm.
Unless you believe in the right.
We're not talking about politics, but we're going to throw something out there at you. We've been discussing, debating, considering, and probably are going to do. But so I was mentioning to Hanchi, so that's also Jesse's name, title, I should say. If we haven't mentioned that before, that's Hanchi means teacher of teachers. So when it comes to martial arts, yeah, he's the guy. So. Get that out of the way. I was thinking last week, I had sent a message to him. I said, you know, lift weights and go on these hikes and everything else. I said, but I'm missing that balance part that, you know, like what we used to do, like, wow, 30 something years ago, we started, right? Yeah. And we haven't done as much lately that we need to do more of. And that's just, you know, maybe a little karate, a little jujitsu, little just the movements, because that atones to your entire well-being and your body, like balance and your legs and your kicks and your punches and everything. That's way better than doing yoga because you still have to stretch or whatever, but you got a reason for it. It's not as
well.
Boring.
Remember, yoga was a derivative of a martial arts system.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not just
well. Explain, stretching. Professor.
The Indians were very combative. It's like, here's something.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Li Wei?
It sounds familiar.
It's a martial arts style.
Really?
It is the dominant factor which started Muay Thai.
Oh, really?
There's Lei Thai, Muay Thai.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, okay.
A lot see. Different.
Yeah.
Okay. That was all bare knuckles, elbows, headbutts, everything. It was serious street fighting.
It was very similar to Muay Thai then.
Yeah. Very, Muay Thai is kind of like BJJ is to jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To ninjutsu.
Okay.
Or that whole art.
Okay.
Where, you know, in jiu-jitsu, it's you pull somebody down to the ground.
Right.
Well, unless she's cute, I don't want to pull her down to the ground. But anyway. But the whole thing is.
But I'm pump.
Ooh, speed bumps. Oh, those are.
Which button do I hit for that? I don't know.
But yeah, it's a whole different ball of wax.
So that's where they all be. You know, I was watching. I think that would be a good compliment. Then the other thing we came up, we were talking about it was, well, maybe we need to readjust the camera here because here's what happens. Jesse comes up, we go down wherever we are. We do the show. We watch a violent movie, a lot of fight scenes and stuff like that. And we basically, between the two of us, we're critiquing, like, and this is how it goes. Jesse, that isn't how that goes, right? And you go, no, they have to do this or that. And I start thinking, we should do that on the show.
Yeah.
We should do that. Like, there's some, don't get us wrong. There's some really good shows out there. We enjoy them a lot. Mm-hmm. With they're one-liners, like with Denzel Washington about five stars. I want five stars. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the movie, you got to watch the movie. You go, that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. He's a great actor. But there's scenes in there where, you know, they're obviously using stuntmen and whatnot and doing certain things. And what it's made to look like, sometimes, yeah, that maybe is what happens. But other times, it's not. That's you know, like these 45-minute fights with two guys that know how to kill each other.
Come on.
It's really? More like 45 seconds, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So we're thinking, yeah, we could actually set the camera up on a little bit different angle. And while we're doing the podcast, you could watch Jesse beat my ass. I mean, that's just basically, you know, so you can see exactly how things work.
See, yeah, but my problem is I don't really enjoy beating up men.
Well, slow motion, it won't hurt as much.
Oh, there you go. Or women. Let me just clarify that.
How about seasoned emotion?
Ooh, seasoned emotion.
Be like,
seasoned.
You emotion. Are so slow.
Because I'm old.
Yeah. Slow and old is better than dead and buried.
Yeah, true. You know, I realized today I'm 30 years older than my son. My oldest son.
We're not going to mention his name because he's not here. Maybe we'll get him on the podcast in the next month or so. If we can get enough scotch in him, I think we can do it. But a really, really, a family member, basically, friend of ours, who actually, Hanchi here is responsible for introducing us and him coming to America and introducing us to his restaurant or whatnot, where, I mean, his sushi has always been phenomenal. Yeah. At times you could possibly say he was the sushi Nazi, but he is the best chef. A great guy. He's a great guy.
Sushiya. He is the best sushiya.
Okay.
In this area.
Yes.
By far.
Yeah. No question about it. Is finally going to retire. And
after how many years?
32 years, of which we've been there ever since he was open, like the first week. He told us the other night, he goes, Paul, you and Stephanie? Well, he goes, you know, just, he goes, oldest customer. He goes, 32 years. I start thinking, it sounds like a long time, right?
Yeah.
Then I go, that's half my life. Yeah. Half my life I've been going to. And that shows you how good he is because, I mean, how many restaurants do you know stay open that long, number one, right?
And number two, have that quality of product.
Oh.
And then it's not just, see, this is what people don't understand. It's not just the food. It's the ambiance. It's the whole thing. I mean, I knew him in Japan back
40 years now, probably.
40, yeah. Almost 50 years.
Yeah.
So 46 years I've known him.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a whole different ball of wax.
He's right. When you go there, there's so many different aspects of it, how the environment feels or you know, the emotions, because the food is by far excellent. There's no, I mean, that's just.
Yeah, his fish is.
Yeah, yeah. He knows. Far. He's very picky about his fish. But it's also how you go into his restaurant. If he knows you, you're sitting at the bar. I'm not going to say about everybody. Yeah, your family. Yeah. You're sitting there. You're coming to Sunday dinner, basically, and you're getting the best that he possibly has.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from the drink to the food to the just how you're treated is unbelievable. But it's something that is earned, right?
Yeah.
Like he has to know you. He has to learn like what you like, what you don't like, whatever. It takes time. And it's not a place you go for fast food.
It's not because, a fast food restaurant.
No. If you're in and out of there pretty quickly, he doesn't like you.
Yeah, he wants you to spend time.
Right. If you're part of the family, you're basically there for the entire night and there's no better place to be.
Yeah, well here's what I tell you. I've gone to sushi bars all over the world. And I mean all over the world.
Right.
Where there's certain cuts of fish that if they're on their last leg or not exactly prime,
right,
he throws away.
Yes.
Other bars, sushi bars, they put them into rolls.
Oh, yeah.
So you can hide it.
Yeah.
He doesn't hide anything.
No.
His shit's straight up. He's always been a sushi savant.
Yeah. 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 Amazing. And to watch him work all these years, I'm still like enthralled with just watching him cut the fish.
Yeah.
I mean, to
and he hides how he makes the rice. And I've been a friend of he's been a friend of mine since Japan.
Oh, so.
Go ahead, tell him.
I went there one time, like, we've helped him buy his home a couple times. Like, and I remember.
Because Paul's a realtor.
Well, I'm a real estate broker. I'm not a realtor because I don't belong to that organization.
Okay.
Because I'm special.
He has something to do with buying and selling homes.
Yeah. Anyway, beside the point is that I went to have him sign some documents one day. And he usually, people don't realize, like, oh, he's open from like 5 to 9, right? He's there much earlier prepping everything, making sure the fish arrives, making sure it looks good. He has to, you know, get it ready. So all he basically has to do is now slice the pieces. But there's a lot more prep that comes into preparing that fish, number one. But number two, and I had a long conversation about this one time with him because he was kind enough to explain it to me. He said, what happened was I showed up. And he said, I'm preparing the rice. You have to sit in the corner and wait. And they got me a drink, got me some sake or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was literally sitting there for about an hour, right? And I could see bits and pieces of him moving in the back, but it was like this precision movement and like almost like a, seriously, ritual, almost a religious experience, him making that friggin' rice. And, you know, he has his rice. You could eat his rice as a meal. It's so good. But afterwards I said, I mean, is it really that important? I made the mistake. Is it really that important? Like the rice, you got to do that with the rice. He goes, Paul, come here. He goes. And what he did was he showed me, he said, look, try this. And I tried, he sliced off a piece of fish, right? He said, now try this with the rice. And I said, oh, that's so much better. He goes, there's so much to this skill.
Yeah.
How you cut the fish changes the texture of the fish. It changes the taste of the fish. He goes, and if the rice isn't just so, he goes, it makes the fish not as good.
Yeah. It's a waste.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Like in his rice is, I mean, it's like butter. It really is.
Butter rice.
So anyway, that's how precise he is about all the things he does. And he enjoys that. He also, this is like for over 3 decades has been his social life because that's where they live at that restaurant. So
bingo.
Yeah. So it's going to be a big change, but you know, he's going to finally retire. It looks like, and we're happy for him, but we're also sad.
We're not. I'm not happy for him. Not at all. He should work until he can't crawl.
Oh.
To the sushi bar.
Well, that would take a lot of sake. We could supply that.
We can supply sake.
Or scotch.
Or scotch. Probably sake. Because you drink scotch, that blade moves a little too much.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think sake is probably healthier anyway. But
it prevents heart attacks.
Anyway, can you tell that we love this guy? Yeah, and his family. I mean, it's a one-of-a-kind place that'll never exist again. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing for us for a long, long time.
Well, my thing to my students back in the day was, I asked, like I said, where do you guys eat sushi? Well, we go here. No, you don't.
Yeah.
This is where you go.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Paul, you've been going there how many years?
32 years.
32
years. We're at his dojo. This is how this, he's being kind. This is what Jesse says. One day we got through working out, and it was kind of because we're closer in age than a lot of the students that were at the school, right? Mm-hmm. And so we, jaw a little bit afterwards or whatever, after class and stuff, and, hung out or whatever. Anyway.
He was the teacher's pet.
Yeah. That's funny thing in that culture in martial arts, being the teacher's pet is not necessarily always a good thing. Come here, Paul. I want to show everybody how this works. Yeah. Oh, so if you like getting your ass kicked a lot. Anyway, point is, he says, hey, you like sushi? And of course I said to him, well, yeah. I said, I don't know if my uncle, he's Okinawan. I've been to Hawaii. He taught me all about sushi, taught me all about the better sakis and stuff like that. I said, it's my favorite food. He goes, where do you go? And I mentioned this place that was local. Mm-hmm. And all he said was, not anymore. I said, really? He goes, yeah, now you go here. This is my friend. Mm-hmm. He just opened. He's been open about a week. This is where you go from now on.
Yeah.
And of course, liking my health as it was, I said, okay, so So my wife now, girlfriend then, or, you know, whatever.
Who was it, 16?
No, was she 14 or 15? I can't remember. Okay. What, you know, she was older than that.
You know how it
comes. Not much, but she was older. We went there one night, and it was amazing, right? So we never did go anywhere else again, 30-something mm-hmm. years later. And so I have you to thank for that. Thank you very much.
Of course.
And it's just been, I mean, for food and culture and just environment where you really know you're at home, it's been magical. It nothing less than that. I mean, so if you haven't experienced it, we're not going to tell you his name or anything because he's not here to confirm or deny anything we said, even though it's all true.
And Nemo will say we're liars in it.
Yeah, Nemo would do that. Yeah, but we're not going to tell you his name. So, you know, thank you for all those years, Nemo. Thank you, Noriko. Thank you, Mayu. Thank you, Takashi. Thank you, Suguru. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kids were playing video games when they first started.
Yeah, my kids were in the back with their kids.
Yeah.
They were playing video games. This is until they like sushi.
Yeah.
And then a $480 sushi bill later, I said, yeah, y'all got to get jobs. Because that's with my breaks.
Oh,
with
man.
My I Known You Forever discount. So
I don't, I mean, yeah, it's not, and it's not like, you need to emphasize, it's not like he is getting extremely wealthy over this. The stuff he's preparing, it's expensive food. It just starts out that way, right? But I remember the one night we were there. So Jesse's kind of, he's a bad influence sometimes to his students.
Oh.
And we were there one night, and we had a little bit of help. We had the nephews and stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
You know, we went through five bottles of sake.
I'm not talking the small ones.
No. These are the big, though. 1.75 liter.
Yeah, I think 1.75
liter. Yeah, yeah. And we actually had, the kids were little. They were there too. We had a driver. Don't worry. We were protected.
Being conscientious.
Yeah, being conscientious. And I just remember the fifth bottle coming up and Nemo going, "Hey." And he announces to the entire restaurant. He just starts yelling, "Hey, you see this?" And he holds the bottle up in the air. He goes, "Bottle number 5. Try to top that."
And this is, that was a good night.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good night. It's always a good night there.
Yeah.
It's always a good night there. So
and honestly, we've never had that night again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we today was kind of
that kind of pretty much cured us. Yeah,
pretty much rough. But we had to do it. We had to set the bar.
Yeah, it has yet to be beat.
Nobody's come close.
No, not even close. No, I think that the closest is like 2.5 or something.
2.5 wimps.
Yeah,
wimps.
Yeah,
losers.
In fact, I don't even think. I mean, we went through five bottles. I don't think we took a leak until after we closed that place, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to discuss my my bathroom exploits. When I finally could stand up and
that's where he hangs the fish, right? That place is always cold in there, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's where he hangs the fish. You ever get to use the restroom in there? It's all very, very clean, but man, it's like 38 degrees in the bathroom. So
yeah. Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So you're not in there very long. I think that's the point.
Yes, you can get back to eat more sushi and drink more sake.
Oh yeah, yeah. And to this day, probably by the time he closes, how many times have we been in there where they had to turn people away because they were just solidly booked? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. So
there's no walk-in traffic. There's no bullshit traffic.
No.
And you don't go in there ordering California rolls.
No.
No. No. You order.
Well, you might, but
yeah,
you're going to be in the corner. To Jesse's point about being particular about the fish, we were there a while back, and he was out of uni. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's sea urchin.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be prepared very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Uni is one, I mean, like some things, like they're okay for a couple of days, but uni's got to be like that day, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and he was waiting for the order to come in and the FedEx guy showed up and it was just a little box. And that little box probably would have made him $500 because it's expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he made the guy wait and he opened up the box and he checked it. And it wasn't to his level of standards. And he closed the box. He said, "No good. Take it back." And everybody at the bar was like, "We'll eat it." And he goes, "Not here. You won't."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be okay.
You know, somewhere else,
but not here. It's not, and it wasn't like necessarily like bad or make you sick or anything, but it was the texture wasn't mm-hmm. right to his level. So he said he'd rather not make the money and just keep sort that standard. Product. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, we talked about him a lot more than I thought we were, but we spent a lot of time there.
A lot of time, a lot of money.
Yeah. We could have probably fixed the national debt, but it wouldn't have been nearly as much fun.
No.
Anyway.
You know, you have money for two different reasons. There are several different reasons. Yeah. One is for the experiences in life.
Yes.
And as long as the experience is good, you don't really ever question how much money you've spent.
Right.
But when the experience sucks, that's when you go, oh, my God, I paid X amount for this.
I'll never do that again, right?
Yeah. Well, then don't.
Yeah.
Then you should have been smart enough from the beginning to figure it out and fucking got out.
Yeah.
But that's your problem, not mine. Right.
Yeah, but I've not
been
there.
Fortunate enough to...
God, where are we going to go?
I don't know.
It's going to be tough.
Hey.
At least we can get him to go with us now and drink sake. So.
And then
they have sake at McDonald's?
In Japan.
Do they really?
Yeah, you can get sake in Japan.
That's a long flight
for... beer, too.
Oh, really? I'd rather just drink sake.
Yeah, same here.
That beer's got too many carbs. Too many carbs. Just bring me the sake.
Yeah, one of my old powerlifting buddies just got a hold of me yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going back in now. I'm going to go lift heavy again.
Cool.
Because I miss it.
You know that, interesting to bring that up. We're going to talk. So a study just came out, a long-term study. For years they've been saying that, well, before we get into that, Nemo, God bless you, and their family, everybody. So kumpai to you, buddy. But the study came out, you know, they've always said, oh, for people who have like high blood pressure or something like that, you should go on long walks and stuff like that. And that's still, don't get me wrong, that's still very good for you. Very good for you. You know what the best thing is?
Lifting heavy weights.
Even more precisely, squats and lunges. That regulates blood pressure better than any other exercise.
Hmm. You can do wall squats. It also helps keep your hips, knees, and ankles.
Well, there you go. There you go. But they said, you know, that was an outdated thing. They say, oh, the long walks or whatever. Actually, when they did say the resistant exercise, but specifically squats and lunges, mm-hmm. helped lower and maintain a good, healthy blood pressure better than any other type of activity.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah. So,
but not better than sake.
Well, sake cures everything. So
yeah,
you know. As long as you're drinking it with the right people.
Yeah, true.
Man, I love sake. We're going to be drinking a lot of sake next month.
I guess so.
Darn. Well, life is short.
Drink sake.
Drink sake. That's what I'm saying. Drink a lot of sake. And be healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that before. Sake helps regulate blood sugar, so it has a hormonal level. And seriously, you didn't read that?
Sake is better than Viagra.
Yeah.
Well, so I've been told.
Well, and if you drink enough, you just be reminded in the morning that, yeah, you were great. Okay. I'll go with that.
Of course, he or she is gone, but that's all right.
Yeah, they've already gone for the day. Wow. Wow. What do you think? Are you ready for summer?
Yeah, I'm ready for summer. I'm ready to play some golf.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to the beach.
Yeah. I'll be on the beach in April, unfortunately.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to L.A. because one of my OGs has been deceased.
Oh, they're going to do the service then?
Yeah, they do a celebration of life.
What, San Diego area? Or
L.A.
L.A.?
In Compton, actually.
Totally L.A. Oh, Compton. Okay. Yeah.
Best hamburgers on the fucking planet, but...
Yeah, they have really good burgers down there.
Oh, my God, they're great.
They actually have a really good donut shop there, too. I don't know if you know.
Ooh, what's the name of it? Do you know?
I think it's changed. It used to be... I'm not gonna screw it up. I'll look it up. Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll tell you. They have a really good donut shop.
I'm going to be spending some time with...
Guy's a master.
With some hotties. A hottie.
Yeah?
We'll see.
Well, but... This is one of your OGs, though. So,
yeah.
What took him out?
He went in to get stents done, and then he's a workaholic. So he kept doing stuff, And then I talked to him that morning, actually sent him a video from training.
Right.
And he's going, that's way cool. And then I called him later on that night to see how he was doing. No right. answer. I called him the next day morning, and then his daughter told me he had passed.
Wow. How old?
You know, I don't know. He's in his late 70s, early 80s.
Okay. But it was quick, whatever, right?
Done.
So he's done. That part good for him. And the rest bad for everybody
say,
else.
Ashley, that's his daughter.
Yeah.
Stick to your gun, sweetheart. Yeah. You're an awesome person. And then I also got to say, Julia, hey, you're awesome. Appreciate you, sweetie. Thanks for all your help and everything that's going on. But it's kind of it's kind of weird that, you know, it's, but we're losing that whole generation
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, and then it's us. That's what really sucks.
Yeah, we're the next ones up.
Yeah. Well, to hear Jesse call anybody OG and that kind of just, God bless you, because that doesn't happen that often. No. Believe me, I've been around him long enough to know the difference.
A lot of these guys are just, you know, it's old school philosophy with old school intent. It's, you know,
we need that more now than ever. Yeah. We need that more now than ever. The kids don't get it. Yeah, they don't get it. They don't get it. They don't have.
Yeah, it's like when people say, hey, I'm not going to do it this way.
Yeah.
This is the new way.
Yeah.
That means you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Exactly
right. You have no respect for the people that came before you.
Exactly right. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. And I think we've touched on this before, but talking about, and we're not going to get political here, but this is just as a matter of common sense. When a young person tells an older person that they know more about prejudice or racism or something else like that, they don't. They don't. You don't.
Here's something I got to put out, because it's been eating me. There's more black-on-black deaths than the 12 or 14 situations where it's been a white cop on a black kid. Now, mind you, the guys in Mississippi just got busted, but that was one squad. It was just fucked up.
Are we talking about they pulled the guy out of the car, and he was actually innocent of everything?
Yeah, he's innocent.
But the cops weren't like necessarily all white there. Some of them were different color. Black. Yeah. It shouldn't even matter, right? Yeah, it shouldn't even matter. But anyway.
It's kind of jacked up. But anyway, so all six of them are getting put in jail.
Yeah.
Are getting.
He was innocent of everything.
Yeah,
he
didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So when you lose, you know, it's funny, when you lose perspective.
Yeah.
How many kids are killed in Chicago and Detroit by blacks and nothing said about it?
Right.
Black on black crime.
Right.
And then you get one white cop or one Hispanic cop killed a black kid.
Right.
You are up in arms about that. But how come you're not fixing your fucking neighborhoods?
Well, you know, I read a very interesting article. It reminded me a little bit of history.
Mm-hmm.
See if this makes sense to you. So a lot of this, prior to, I want to say like the mid-60s, mm-hmm. right? Whatever neighborhood you went into, I don't care, black, white, Italian, Polish, whatever, right? Usually had I guess they term it now the nuclear family, mm-hmm. right? You got the dad, you got the mom, you got grandma, structure, grandma. Yes. Yeah, got structure, everything, right? Yeah. That changed back then, and it was Lyndon Johnson that changed everything by, we'll give you this for free. We'll give you supposedly free. Nothing's free, by the way. Yeah. And it changed where you didn't have that family structure.
Yeah.
And that's when we started to, because before that, you didn't have that kind of crime back then. No. You did not have it. And why? Hey, sorry to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I know it happens, and you get some really good kids when you just have one parent. I get that, so don't misunderstand this. But in a perfect world, if you have the opportunity, it's nice to have the mom and the dad there because you got backup from either end.
Yeah.
And sorry, but in those neighborhoods, instead of having a strong, for the boys anyway, a strong male figure, if you think I'm being sexist or whatever, fine. But
fuck
not,
you.
Yeah. If you didn't have that, where are they going to look? They're going to look to a gang. Yeah. They look somebody that's going to I get to look up to instead of the dad who says, you can't do that and you're going to get your ass beat, but you know, you're going to grow up and you're going to be a responsible adult too.
It's like most people grow up, who do we respect? We respect the cops, firemen. Well, not firemen, not so much.
Yeah.
Cops.
Yeah. Who are we scared of more?
Our father.
Damn right.
Well, I don't know. My mother was Haitian. She was pretty crazy.
Well, yeah. We're stepping out walking today. And there's a family in front of us. And so I think it was like three boys. And the littlest one, I'm guessing he's 8 or 9. He comes running down the hill and he bumps into his older brother. And the father says, "That's why he picks on you. You should stop doing that, right?" And I just start laughing. And they'd like turn around and look at me like that. And Stephanie right away goes, "He's the oldest of four boys." And the dad just says, "Oh, yeah." I go, "That's right." I said, "You know, funny thing." I said, "My mom used to tell us all when we got older, I left the discipline to your father." And then we asked her, "So wooden spoons don't count, Ma?"
Yeah. Wooden spoons, iron cords.
Oh, my God. Whatever was close.
Yeah, whatever you get your hands on.
But you know what? Respect.
Yeah.
There was respect.
There was fear.
Fear and respect. And then, and you know, everything. Oh, God, you're beating your kid. You only had to do it like, didn't have to like hurt them.
Yeah.
But you only had to do it a couple times because after that, they switched right over to the Catholic guilt. Yeah. So you don't need to get beaten anymore because the guilt is much worse. It wears on you much worse than, in fact, you'd rather have the spanking.
Well, parents today aren't being parents. They're being friends.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be friends. Well, you have 50-year-old, 40-year-old women wearing 21-year-old clothing. It's like, are you kidding me? You're not 21. You're 40 years old.
That's old. They have clothes that are 21 years old?
Oh, my God. What is it? 21 forever.
21 forever. Yeah.
So it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, I got to say, some of the moms are pretty hot, but some of the moms shouldn't be wearing that shit.
I have to say, I'm a happily married man.
Yeah, one of us is happily married.
That's why we say different things. Right. But you're right. I see what you're saying about that. But you know what? At this point, it's like, go ahead and dress however you want, but do your job. Yeah. And that goes not just for the mom. Who's the dad? Where's the dad? Even if you're not together, you still have a responsibility as
the
father.
That child.
Yeah. Be there when they need him. And be there when they need him doesn't mean be there and say, "Oh yeah, great job," or whatever. Like, be there when they need him is like, you know, you need your ass beat. And I'm sorry to tell you, but you know what you did was wrong. And I'm going to help you be a better man or woman, you know.
Yeah, but see, part of the deal is you have moms that want to be friends or dads that
want to be friends.
And nobody wants to be a parent.
Right.
So your kids end up being fucked up.
Right.
And whose fault is that?
Yeah. Well, so here's the rule. It's easy. And are we giving family advice? Yeah, we are. You're a parent to your child when they're a child. Later on, when they become an adult, they're doing things on their own. Then you can be their parent and their friend.
Yeah.
Because now it's a different level.
Totally.
But until they get to that point, you got to be the parent first. And sometimes being the parent doesn't always mean sounding friendly.
Yeah, or being agreeing with everything.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Hey, Mom, I want to jump off a bridge. It's like, great.
I hope you do a backflip, you know, whatever. Yeah.
It's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works. It shouldn't work that way. It never has.
But the key thing is, if you're single, find somebody and get in a relationship with somebody who's got their shit in one sock.
Right.
That will always help.
We don't want any priests or karate instructors.
No. Let's just start with the priests. Either karate instructors or
not. Not all karate instructors.
Yeah, so that's all good.
Anyway.
That's all
people
good
go, what are you
not
talking about? Yeah. Yeah, it's so anyway. Yeah, this is what happens. Getting older is sometimes...
Getting seasoned
is sometimes very similar to being born and growing up. Mm-hmm. Because two things are very similar. A child, before they're old enough, and they say to know any better, probably to know any worse, will just tell the truth. And when we get seasoned, we're doing the same damn thing.
Yeah.
We don't care, like, I don't like that, or that doesn't sound right, or that's not politically correct. We don't care. We don't know any better. We're just going to tell the truth.
Oh, we know better, but we don't care.
Yeah. We know better, but we don't care if you don't think so, or you don't think that's nice, or whatever.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. And prove us wrong. We'll listen. We got plenty of time. Well, we don't have plenty of time, but we have time.
We got enough time to listen and go, you're fucked up.
Yeah. We'll explain why you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just how it is. And then we'll go drink sake.
Yep.
Or whiskey.
Or whiskey or sake, whatever.
Yeah, or martinis. That's good, too.
Ooh, martinis sounds good.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
You know what we've been doing? So, got, you know, my one brother in Georgia, my other brother in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we got the nephew in Windsor and stuff like that. And so, we'll, it's 5 o'clock there sooner than it is here. So they'll go,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I'll see, like, you know, Nick send a picture of a nice martini or really good whiskey, like pour or something like that. He goes, am I drinking by myself? So I got to go make something, you know, send a picture back. So it's long distance, you know, drinking buddies.
Guilty.
Yeah. And then we compare, like, what do you got? What'd you make that with? Come up with some pretty good recipes. Yeah. Have you ever heard of this? So this is, you know, of course, Steven's like a mixologist, right? Yeah. So he came up with a martini. Hear me out. It's actually really good, but at first I was going, that doesn't make any sense at all. Vodka.
Okay.
Very dry. No olive juice, right?
Ooh.
So but instead of the vermouth, scotch.
Really?
Just enough scotch to coat the ice, and then you put the vodka in, and he made that, I don't know, he came up with a name or something with it. I said, oh my gosh, this actually tastes, it's like a, closest thing I could come up with is like a really, really light Manhattan, or like a vodka with just a hint of
scotch.
It was, I'm like, that doesn't sound good at all. And then you drink it and you go, well, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. I gotta try that out.
Yeah. So you just coat the ice. So here, you guys try this out. If you make a really good dry vodka martini, all you're doing is coating the, and same thing if you use like Bombay Sapphire or something, if you're using gin instead. The proper way to do it, and you should share this with a lot of people because there are a lot of bartenders don't know how to make martini. I can just tell you that right now.
Yeah. That's pretty sad.
Dry martini typically is you take the vermouth and you just coat the ice. Then you put in your vodka. If you're doing, and then you shake it, okay? Get it really cold, shaken. If you're doing gin, you can't shake it because you bruise the gin. Mm-hmm. And so you have to stir it. But the same process. That's a very dry either gin or vodka martini. That's the way to do it. That's the best way to do it. Our nephew here is, he's a mixologist.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been in the industry a long time. Both him and his wife, they're experts in this whole industry here. He said the other day, hey, and I can't remember the name of it, or if he came up with one, I'll ask him. But basically, instead of using vermouth to coat the ice, you use a nice scotch. Just a little bit, just to coat the ice. Not a lot, right? Then your vodka. Then you shake it. Then you pour it.
Then you drink.
Then you drink. So give it a shot. Let us know what you think. I don't know.
I'm ready to end this.
Okay, so yeah, we have to go get more whiskey. So
yeah, we gotta get whiskey.
I don't want to get them all excited here. So,
well, trust me, you're not gonna get me excited. So
I meant.
Oh, okay, good. Ooh, I started worry there.
Ready to go, Jesse?
I'm ready to go.
All right, everybody, take care. God bless.
Have a great weekend. Stay warm.
All right, later.
Mission Complete will be back soon. We will never change our tune. We thank you for your loyal support, so please subscribe and share our port. Sound off, 1, 2. Sound off, 3, 4. Sound off, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's roll.